Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by Matt Jordan and Deborah Woodall. How are you both doing this morning?
I'm good. Deb, how are you?
Oh, Matt, thank you for asking. I'm doing very well.
Good to hear.
And I'm glad to hear you're well, too.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Zach, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Has anyone asked how you are today?
You know, a lot of the callers will say, hey, how are you? You know, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, but Matt and I often ignore your feelings. Have you noticed that?
No.
I haven't. I've always felt very warm and welcomed here at KGGF until you said that. Now I feel attacked, Deb.
No,
I'm sorry, Zach.
When you're not here, I always ask him back. I always say, I'm doing great, Zach. How about you?
Oh, okay.
That's true.
So but I'm the odd man.
Yeah, because it swings from, you know, Zach throws it to me, and I throw it to you.
And I throw it back
and then
to
you've
got
to throw it back. And sometimes you don't, so...
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is usually the segment we call Zach and Matt talk about this and that. Lately, we've been joined by Deb, which is a welcome addition. Always looking for additional voices on this sort of thing.
So now it's Zach and Matt talk about this and that with Deb.
With Deb.
Yep.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go to the phones real fast. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hey, I have a set of four tires that I would like to try to sell. They are P225/65R17, and they're good shape tires. We just bought a new set before we had went out of town during spring break, just trying to sell them. And we're asking $100 or best offer.
The number
is 620-926-0935.
What kind of vehicle did they come off of?
We have a Chrysler Town & Country van.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of helps people understand what type of tire it is if they hear the vehicle.
Right, exactly. So I'm assuming any kind of van, of course, but I don't know for sure. So.
But that number again is 620-926-0935.
Yes, thanks.
All right, I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Halloween season is upon us, so Matt, Deb, I got to know, what is the best candy you can get trick-or-treating? What is the best Halloween candy?
Oh, that's so tough. I always have a hard time answering, like, what's the best or what's my favorite?
Like, I think I might be an oddball here because the ones that I like are always the ones other people are like, no, those are the worst ones.
So like the peanut butter chew and the taffy and
okay.
The orange
and
black.
I do like sea salt taffy. Sea salt taffy is good, and candy corn is one of my favorites, and I know people that just cannot stand candy corn.
Have you tried the candy corn M&Ms?
I have had candy corn M&Ms. They don't match up to the texture of regular M&Ms is the problem.
No.
I used to really like candy corn, and then I think I ate too much, and now I don't really like it anymore.
I am that way with circus peanuts. I used to like circus peanuts, and I ate a whole bag by myself once. And
do they still make circus peanuts?
Yes, they do.
Do they? I don't know. Well, we're getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Okay, I have three items. I have a 5-horsepower Craftsman chipper and shredder for $225. I have a 6x4 tilt trailer in real good shape for $225. And I have a fisherman's waders size 12. This is where you get in the water and you don't get wet. It's never been used, and I'm asking $70, and it's negotiable on it. My phone number is 620-515-6902. I do prefer text. I usually don't answer my number when I don't know who it is, so you can leave a voicemail and I'll get back to you too.
All right, that's 620-515-6902, text preferred.
Yes, that's fine.
All right, I'll get that listed for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm a lot of the same way. I kind of prefer text messages also, especially with new numbers.
Yeah. You know what my favorite thing to get on Halloween was when I was a kid?
What's that, Deb?
Well, there was this family in Caney. John Buster, his wife Connie, and John has died. Connie still lives over at Caney, but they had this big kind of Victorian house on South Wood Street.
Right.
And every Halloween, they would give away cotton candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
they would be out there making cotton candy.
Oh, like
for
making
the kids.
It. Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes. And so you'd get this big old thing, a pink candy floss. And, that was my all-time favorite thing to get.
My wife's favorite is candy corn. Not candy corn, popcorn balls. Popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn balls are good.
Hates candy corn, but popcorn balls are the primo stuff. That's not a call for us. That is an office number call.
I think, I think anytime you can get a king-size candy bar or a full-size candy bar from a person, that's pretty... That's a jackpot.
Depending on... if you ever live in the city, it's kind of funny because... like you'll see, like the more affluent parts of town get like tons of trick or treaters because that's what they're known for. Is like those parts of towns are where you get the full size candy bars, and so there'll be like lines outside of the door to knock on.
Knock
on these doors.
I'm
it's
almost
funny
tempted
to, me.
To buy full size candy bars for trick or treaters here in Coffeyville. Almost in the hopes that I don't get any.
Yeah,
just have all these
candy bars. Yes.
I think I'm gonna do like little prize packs. Like I'm gonna get like a bunch of like little bags and like fill them with like a toothbrush and like a popcorn ball and like maybe some like little toys or something like that. And then like the first, because surely that many people won't show up to my house. So like I'll get like 25 or 50 of them. And then like if I run out of those, then I'll just have like some suckers or something as backup. But
I'm glad you kept going, because when you led with toothbrush, I thought,
I thought
you're just the worst. I've had someone want to give us dictionaries before.
Oh. What? Man.
Dictionaries. Yeah. They're giving out dictionaries.
Hey, you know, I was talking earlier about Cantrells.
Yeah, sure.
We have Master Jeweler James Cantrell on the line for us.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, on line one.
Well, let me pick that up. Hello, Steve.
James.
James, sorry.
Hi, how are you doing?
Sorry about that. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Doing well.
All right. So Cantrell's having some specials, aren't they?
Yes, we are. We're celebrating our 10th year in business, and we're having everything 25% off in the store. And we're having a Crack the Safe promotion with people coming in on Tuesday and Wednesday in Coffeyville and Thursday and Friday in Independence. All you have to do is punch in your own little 5-digit code. If you ever play the lottery or something like that and you've got 5 favorite numbers, come in, try them, and we hope you win $10,000, because if you've got the right combination and it opens the safe, you win $10,000, and we would just be thrilled if somebody would win it.
How many times can I try that? Cause can I just sit
two
there?
Times.
Two times, okay. Can't just sit there and hit buttons all day.
Playing all day, no.
Because Zach had a master plan worked out, Mr. Master Jeweler. He was going to sit there all day and just punch in codes.
Oh, yeah.
So what does it mean to be a master jeweler?
Well, I had to go through some testing, and it was a blind testing. They have you do the projects. They send you the materials and give you a vague description of what you're supposed to do. You have a proctor sit there and make sure that you don't have somebody else do the work and they watch you and stuff. And then you send it back to them. They look it over, and they send it to 4 blind judges who you're given a numerical code. So they can't say, well, I know this guy, so I'll let him buy on this. So everything's done by numbers, so there's no favoritism. And then they tally those up, and then you also have written exams. So it's very thorough.
It sounds quite thorough, and it doesn't sound like there would be many master jewelers then. It sounds like it's pretty rigorous.
There are about 125 in the nation at last count.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to see a lot more. I'd honestly like to see it where it was sort of like a CPA or something like that.
Yeah, that way people know that they're getting someone who really knows how to repair their items or create their items.
Yes, and that was originally what it was designed for. So that, you know, we're in such a mobile society, not quite as much here in Southeast Kansas, because it is great. Who would want to move away? But so much of society moves, and when they move, they go to a new town. They don't know who the jewelers are, and they don't know their skill level. They don't know what their skill set is. So it was a level two. You know, there are 4 different levels, and I have the senior level and the master level both, and it's sort of a way of letting them know, okay, this guy can do pretty much whatever I put in front of him, or somebody else, well, they're just starting out, they know how to do sizing and basic chain repairs, or somebody else, they can do a little more work, and that's what it was designed for, and also to bring some professionalism to the industry.
You know, Ed James, this is Deborah Woodall, I'm the news director, but you know, one thing I always hear about you, and I have to ask because I'm a huge fan, of Alice Cooper, but I understand you did some work for Alice.
Yes, I made a spider pendant that was based on a drawing that he had in an album sleeve. So, yeah, and I sent that to him. Yeah.
And you just made it from scratch?
Yeah, I made it from scratch. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I did a lot of things from scratch.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, so Alice, like, wears your stuff sometimes when he's on stage, huh?
Yeah. It would be nice to think that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a picture of him wearing it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Usually this time of year he pops into Tulsa, so you never know.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing him sometime around.
Well, you're certainly very humble about that, too, so I think that speaks a lot about your character. So what do you enjoy working on then? Like, do you like making jewelry from scratch, or do you prefer the repair work? Well, like, what's your favorite aspect of your job?
Oh, it's kind of fun when somebody comes in and they say they've been to three or four shops and they say something can't be done. And I say, oh, let me take a look here and see. It's kind of fun having the challenge. Sometimes it's fun when somebody brings me something and says, I'd really like to make this. And you kind of scratch your head and say, well, let me figure this out for a couple of minutes. Restorations are also one of my big things that I really enjoy. Several years ago, I restored a wedding set for an elderly woman. And bless her heart, she just cried big tears. And she was 92 years old, and she said, this hasn't looked this good since my husband gave it to me when I was 16. And, you know, things like that bring me a lot of pleasure.
Right.
Yeah. I really enjoy those.
You know, one thing that you do locally that's very, you know, other, I'm not sure what else to call it other than a really kind gesture on your part, Mr. Cantrell, and that is every year you design a piece for Coffeyville's Relay for Life.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about that and why you chose to do that.
Well, I started doing it back when I worked for Bowles Jewelry. I left Relay for Life one night thinking, I wish there's something we could do to help out. You know, we were too small. We didn't have nearly the manpower for a team or anything like that. So I just kept mulling it over. So I went to Byron and I discussed it with him and said, how about, you know, if you want to donate the materials and the diamonds, and, you know, and then I donate my labor. I said, I'll come in after hours and I'll make it and do that. And then we see about raising some money that way. And he was very much for that because cancer touches everybody. You know, there's just nobody that's not affected by cancer. So he was very supportive of that. So that's how I started doing it. And ever since then, I've just keep doing it because it's our way to help back. We're too small for a team. But thankfully, all the Relay for Life teams pitch in and really do an awesome job helping get the chances out there and getting people to buy the chances. The teams do the real work, but I get to have fun and play. We just really enjoy it. It's a way for us to give back.
Absolutely. Well, before we go, would you like to tell us once more about the celebrations going on this week over at Cantrell's?
Well, it's 25% off, and it's an honest 25% off. We didn't add anything onto it so that we could take it off. It's an honest 25% off, and all in-stock merchandise. We've got the safe promotion 2 days in Coffeyville, 2 days up at Independence. We have Kendra Scott. If you buy $100 or more of Kendra Scott, we've got a free Kendra Scott necklace that'll go to you. Just free of charge. It's $105 value. We've just got a lot of specials going on, and we've got a drawing going on for an Alex Nani bracelet set. I don't know if you're familiar with the Alex Nani bracelets. They're huge back in the East and with the young people, college-age young ladies and stuff. So we're very excited to get them in the store. So
absolutely. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of promotions, and I would just encourage anybody step in the store and at least try their hand at the crack the safe.
You bet. We honestly would like somebody to win it. We really would. It'd be so much fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much. And you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of fun stuff going on over at Cantrell's.
Yeah, you can't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah, you very much did. So I guess, Matt, what would you do if $10,000 just dropped into your lap?
Oh, my goodness. $10,000.
And you know, for the sake of entertaining radio, it doesn't have to be the responsible thing. You don't have to say, well, I'd pay off my credit card debt or pay off my student loans or what have you.
Car. Probably put money
buy
down.
Buy a new car?
Buy a new car, put money down on a new car to... Yeah, that's probably what I would...
I mean, that's semi-responsible, at least.
I'm going on vacation, kids.
Yeah, that's fine. You got a nice car.
Aunt Debbie's going on vacation. See y'all later.
I'd probably get me a motorcycle, so I guess me and Matt are kind of in the same boat here.
No, I'm definitely... I'd probably use a little bit of it to pay off this, pay off that. And use
I mean, honestly, if I... $10,000 would go a long way towards my mortgage payments, but, I mean, that's no fun. You know, you don't want to... You don't want to look a gift horse
you
in the
still,
mouth.
You know, even if you put that $10,000 on your mortgage, you're still paying for your house for the next umpteen years anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, that would take off so many years of paying for it.
Yeah, pish posh. Vacation, man.
It removes so much compound interest.
Baby,
yeah,
we're going to Disney World.
Oh, Disney World does sound like a good time. And I got two little girls. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
See, they're only little ones.
For you, though, you guys both have somebody that might have a little say in the matter.
Oh, right.
No. I won the money.
Well,
not if I win that money.
Well, I mean, okay, so this might sound a little bit not romantic, but me and mine operate our relationship like a business agreement. Like everything sort of has a check and a balance. Like we don't just pool all of our money and say, you know, this everything is ours. You know, this is ours. No, we really diligently like look at our finances and like assess what we can and can't afford. So I don't know. It's a lot more business like than. You know,
yeah.
I
Zach,
want this, so
Zach
give
says,
me the money for
this
it.
This is mine.
This $10,000 is mine.
This is mine, yeah. And this is mine.
I do have things where I'm like, this is mine.
This mine. This is mine. And this poor wife's sitting there going, well, what do I get?
My 4K curved TV, that's mine. Yeah. You know? But yeah. by that same token, they have a computer in their room, you know, that's theirs, you know. So there's a lot of mine. Maybe that's where my girls are starting to get it because they're getting into that age.
There you go. Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah.
This is mine.
Yeah.
Everything in my house is mine.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And I like it. I like it.
And you got a lot of neat stuff too. I need to come by and
I
take
do.
A look at your
I
walls
do.
Sometime.
I do have a lot of neat stuff.
Your sports
you know,
memorabilia and stuff.
You know, the thing is, after you're you know, and I say this as someone who was you know older when she got married. Not a lot older. Oh, yeah, I was a lot older. I was ancient by the time I got married. But
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I, much like Matt, everything was mine.
Right.
And then you get married. And it's like, it's not just yours anymore.
Nope.
Well, for me, it wasn't.
And it's not so much that, I mean, my stuff is still kind of my stuff.
Right.
But then my stuff's sitting there, and then there's this other person's stuff in the house.
That is exactly what I was going to say, Deb. It's like it's not like the things that were mine went away or they stopped being mine. It's that all of a sudden there was all this other stuff in addition to my stuff.
Right.
And like now we need more space to put the stuff.
Right, exactly. And we need a bigger house for our stuff because then now we've accumulated our stuff. Things that we have purchased together that definitely ours and
well,
goodness.
And, you know, and sometimes they might have like a prize collection of something. Like in my case, my better half has over $10,000 worth of comic books
mm-hmm.
that they want to display on our, you know, on bookshelves and stuff. So that's basically an entire wall of the house somewhere just dedicated to comic books and
and
books and stuff.
I got
so.
A collection of several things, and so this could get ugly one day.
Oh, yeah. when you're adding your
collection
somewhere.
I'm going to need a room.
You're going to need a wife who's very understanding, Matthew.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I do have
well, hopefully if you marry her, she'll be willing to
yeah.
let you display your this and that, you
yeah.
know.
hopefully.
But I could see a couple of failed relationships trying to find that girl.
Well, you know, it's all on how you introduce them, right? Because if you just come across as Mr. Sports Guy and then you take them into your house and, you know, you got like swords on the wall and stuff, they might... Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I'm pretty open. I'm not going to throw the misdirection out there. Right. So, yeah, no.
Just be yourself.
You know, if you could get them to buy into your passion, that helps.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm going to try to do.
That's what happened to my cousin. She was, you know, just a normal Midwestern girl, but then she married a guy that's super into The Walking Dead. Now she goes to the conventions
and stuff. Walker Stalker Cons.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. And now she's all super into it, but it's a thing they do together. And,
yeah.
You know,
well,
it's just
and
one
I don't,
more.
I don't have my, you know, my collection of stuff hidden away in one room or anything.
Right.
So if we talk about this girl like she exists.
like she's real. She's a real girl.
If this were to happen, if she were to come over, she's going to see it immediately. There's no hiding it, you know?
Right.
So I guess that's the test, right? The first time she would.
The first time
over.
They walk in the door.
Yeah. 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 What are these? Oh, well.
Let me tell you.
Let's sit down and talk.
You don't know what those are? Well, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up, we have the ONN Beef Roundup, followed by the ONN Ag Network News. We will be back with more Open Line in just a little bit. Stay tuned for all the best in news, talk, and farm.